Mark is a consultant psychiatrist at the Blue Tree Clinic, I think is in London, and we're going to talk about the traumatic effects of the sort of thing that happened in Yorkshire, without going into the detail of that, the impact of that on people, with the benefit of Mark, who's a medical director and consultant psychiatrist. Mark, thank you very much indeed for being with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let's talk first of all. I mean, well, I'm looking at the front page of the Daily Mirror this morning, the picture of Jo Cox with her two kids, a lovely, beautiful picture. I mean, how on earth do you get children to perhaps ever come to terms with something like this? I mean, what do you have to go through?
Yeah, understandably, children will find this very hard to understand and to cope with initially. There might be a lot of sadness, anger, and feelings of guilt, and especially confusion. But I feel that what will happen is it will be explained to them, and they will go through that grieving process. And it can be a slow, difficult process, but children are often afraid that they'll forget their parents, and there are ways around that, such as creating memory boxes, photos, talking with their surviving parent, and making sure that their grief can become something positive in the future, and they can learn and grow from that. But clearly, it's a very difficult situation for them.
And what about those people who witnessed this appalling act?
Well, those that witnessed it may go through what we call PTSD. They may actually have flashbacks of seeing that event. They could have nightmares around it. Clearly, when they saw something so distressing and so violent, these things can become very difficult. They may have survivor guilt from actually witnessing the event and not feeling that they were able to do anything, and replay that again in their mind again and again, or have intrusive thoughts or feelings, and they might need professional help after seeing something so difficult and so horrible.
That's what you might call the what-if factor.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and what do you say to people like that? If you have to treat them, how do you begin to sort of address that?
Well, how we address it is, first of all, you know, just to be there, to listen to what they've been through. And then through talking therapies, there are ways that we tailor individual treatments to individual personalities. So, for example, some people would need things that you might have heard of, such as CBT.
What does that stand for?
Cognitive behavioral therapy.
Thank you.
But specifically for trauma, there's a very effective method called EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, which I won't go into today. It's quite a complicated treatment, but it specifically targets traumas and allows the mind to reprocess what they've seen. That, with talking therapy, can often be very helpful, but if things do become overwhelming and it's affecting your life, then, you know, medication is also an option short-term to help people get back to their life.
But it's a big hill to climb, isn't it?
Yes, it is, especially after seeing something this violent and this traumatic.
Dr. Mark Silver, thank you very much indeed for being with us. Dr. Mark Silver is a medical director and consultant psychiatrist, talking about the impact of an event like this on those who witness it. Let's go back to your calls now on the standard of political debate here in the